Hello everyone, you are listening to Physics Rules, and I am Tatiana Stancheva. What makes the topic of waves difficult is that it comes with a whole language of its own. Let's see if we can go through the basic terms related to waves today and see if we can learn this new language. The first thing you're going to hear about waves is the wavelength. Think about it. We say blue light has short wavelength and the red light has a longer wavelength. But what do we really mean by that? So let me give you the definition of a wavelength. It is the minimum distance between two points along the wave that move in an identical manner. So it could be the distance between two adjacent crests of the wave, or two adjacent troughs. Or you can take any point in between a crest and a trough and shift down the wave until you find another point that moves in the same identical manner. So, when you go to the seashore and observe large spacing between the crests of the incoming waves, you could say those waves have large wavelengths. If, on the other hand, you observe adjacent crests at smaller distance, that will be waves with shorter wavelengths. That's the first characteristic of a wave. Then we have the frequency. That concept really is not new, since it comes from the vibrational motion of the points that are involved in the wave. It has to do with how frequently each point or infinitely small portion of the wave goes back and forth around its own equilibrium position. A frequency of 100 Hz, for instance, means that each point completes 100 cycles every second about that equilibrium. The next important concept is the velocity of the wave itself. Please don't confuse it with the speed of the individual points that oscillate back and forth. The velocity of the wave has nothing to do with the individual speeds of those points. What the velocity of the wave tells us is how quickly the oscillations or the vibrations spread out through space, and consequently, how fast is energy being transferred from point to point. It turns out that the velocity of the wave is simply equal to the distance from a crest to crest divided by the time for one oscillation cycle of the points along the wave. You can think of it this way. In the time it takes one point to go back and forth and complete its one cycle, the disturbance has already traveled a distance equal to that between two crests. In the language of waves, we say the velocity is equal to the wavelength over the period of the waves. More often than not, however, this relation is given through the frequency and not the period, that is the time for one oscillations. So in those terms, we're going to say that the velocity of the wave is equal to the wavelength times the frequency. If you had to memorize one formula in your physics class, I would say this is it. Or it could be just my personal bias, but everything vibrates in our universe and waves travel and permeate it through and through. That's it for today. In the next episode, I'm going to tell you what happens when two waves meet in space. We'll talk about superposition of waves and how we can contain waves within boundaries. Until then, take care.